No man will be more responsible for the next U.S. carnage and war crimes perpetrated on an entire people than Senator Joseph Lieberman, a self-proclaimed Talmudic Jew. Lieberman will simply be adding to his war crimes, who was a chief proponent of the U.S. invasion of Iraq and its subsequent desolation of civilian life in that hapless country. On September 29, 2010, Lieberman, who chairs the Senate Committee on Homeland Security, and his Jewish colleague, Howard Berman, who chairs the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, these people got all the committees tied up, demanded that Obama set a 3-month time limit on sanctions imposed on Iran, followed by military action. Here's what Lieberman said. It's time that Obama take the necessary steps that if economic strategies fail to change Iran's nuclear weapons program, a military strike must be employed. This is scary stuff. First of all, Lieberman is lying. Iran has no nuclear weapons program, but a nuclear energy program. Get your facts straight, Lieberman. Russia, who was building the Bushehr nuclear power plant for Tehran, corrected the senator the next day with a public statement, and I quote, "There is no proof that Iran is working toward the creation of nuclear weapons," unquote. But the real issue here is that Lieberman and Berman want to send more U.S. soldiers, Gentile U.S. soldiers, not their own, for their own do not fight in these wars, to their deaths for yet another war for Israel. You see, the Iranian people and the country of Iran have never threatened America. Yet, Ahmadinejad is being styled as a new Hitler by Lieberman and his buddies at the Zionist-owned press. But whether or not Ahmadinejad is a new Hitler is for the synagogue to solve, not the state. And this is what America is being dragged into one more time, to fight for a Jewish cause, not an American cause. And this, my friends, is the bottom line. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in exposing the real threat to America's security, not Iran, not Ahmadinejad, but the Jewish supremacists and their warmongers, Senator Joseph Lieberman and Congressman Howard Berman. Indeed, a regime change must take place, but not in Iran. For the regime of Jewish supremacism here in America is digging our nation into deeper deficits and into deeper war crimes. And it is this regime, led by Lieberman and his ilk, that must be overturned and changed.